Today we celebrate the feast of seven saints altogether, seven brothers in the spirit, in the faith, even though they were not brothers in the flesh, though some of them could have been related one to the other, the seven founders of the Servite order, the order of the servants of Mary, an order that, in a sense, was founded by the Blessed Mother herself. And the prayers for today in the Divine Office and in the Mass recall to us the fact that these founders were particularly promoting the seven dolors, the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course, an appropriate feast for an appropriate time, since in just a little bit we shall be celebrating the sorrows of Christ and of His Most Holy Mother during the holy season of Lent. And so there were seven very, very rich young men, businessmen, but who also were very good Catholics. And one thing does not preclude the other. All of us should be good Catholics, no matter what our profession may be. So anyway, they got together, and on certain occasions they would go about the city giving alms to the poor. Of course, in those days, there were many poor, such as we are experiencing somewhat today. But in those days, they were really poor. They were not lazy, and they were not mental. And many things like that happen today, which are not good or to the pleasing of the Blessed Mother or our Lord. But anyway, the seven founders were Bonfilio Monaldo or Monaldi, Bonaventura Manetti, can't read my own writing, Manetto Delantella, Amadeus De Amadei, Ugo Lippi, Gerardo Sostegni, and Alexis Falconieri. The last one, Alexis, St. Alexis, was the last one to die, and he was about 110 or 20 years old. His niece is also a saint, St. Giuliana Falconieri, who founded the female branch of the Servite order. And so they lived, and they gave thanks to God, and they praised God, and taught all the people of Florence and the surroundings the glories of Christ, the glories of the Dolorous Mother. Because without the Dolorous Mother, there would not be the sorrowful Christ. And as we meditate on these mysteries during the season of Lent coming up, O sorrowful Jesus, O sorrowful Mother, they are united always, as we should be united always to them and to each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.